in the meantime, we are down here in San Antonio. And that means that you make the drive down here. You generally don't fly down here. I think everybody in the 10-person or 11-person ticket traveling, or maybe 12-person ticket traveling party, drove as opposed to fly down.
I would rather drive.
I would, too.
This distance does not bother me one bit.
No, no. The drive doesn't bother me one bit. I would much rather do it. And the other thing is, I really am drawn, once I'm here, I'm really drawn to this part of the world. There are a lot of things about this part of the world that I really dig. And I always lose sight of them once I'm away from them. But being here in San Antonio, and it is very hot, yes, and things have already gone horribly wrong for me on a number of fronts on this trip already. Yes, that's true too, but beyond that, I like this place.
I do too. You know, I used to come here as a kid. My aunt and uncle lived in New Braunfels, and so every summer I would come down here by myself and stay for a couple weeks with them. Mm-hmm. And they were military folk, and so my Uncle Bill was, and so he was in a big golfer, so we'd go play all the military, and this is a big military hub,
yes,
San Antonio is.
It is.
So we'd go play all the military golf courses. We'd go to the, you know, Schlitterbahn, which was fairly new back then, I think, and not near as expansive as it is now. But, mm-hmm. you know, do all the eat at the grist mill all the time and go into Green. I went to Green Hall several times, you know, with my uncle. And I loved it. I loved the river. I loved tubing. You know, we'd go float the river all the time. And it was
you
just
were how old when all this was going on?
Between the age of 5 and 15. So every year. It was a huge part of my life.
I'd never had any real in-depth, you know, stay for a while experience with this part of the world, with San Antonio and I guess really Austin, until we started coming down for training camp, you know, back
yeah.
when the Cowboys were at St. Edward's in Austin, and now they're here. And that really has given me my first real sustained look at it.
I think, you know, from Georgetown, just north of Austin, all the way down through San Antonio, once you get out in the hill country and everything, I'm not really fascinated by the city of San Antonio. It does very little for me, but you know, the hill country area is really pretty, and I don't know, it's one of those places in the state that if you haven't been here, you do need to go to.
Yeah.
And it's romanticized in many, many songs, this area.
Yes.
You know, the whatever, probably 100 square miles or something like that.
Right.
Maybe a little bit more. But, you know, like today, I talked to Craig around lunchtime, and he and Gordon and George were going
Hi,
to Fredericksburg.
Craig.
To check out the World War II Museum and just kind of cruise around, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. they're done at 10 a.m., so they got all day to do whatever. So
right.
they're going to make a day out of it today, which very easy to do if you have the time. But we always make fun of the country and music, or country, country and music, the country and Western music singers that
country music
that incorporate, and it's kind of the new Texas singer, it seems like. That incorporate this area
yes.
into their lyrics, and it's become stereotypical.
Well, let me tell you something. It may seem like it's the new country singer, but this was
going on for a long
well
time.
Well back into the 70s, maybe even before then. It could be that this particular strain of country music has been around for a long, long time and just is not real well known, or was not real well known. Till Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings and Jerry Jeff Walker and
yeah.
all those guys came along.
Did Jerry Jeff make Green Hall what it is today, or did Green Hall help make Jerry Jeff, or was that kind of a symbiotic
That's
relationship?
Probably pretty symbiotic, because, you know, he wasn't much until that movement, that so-called, as it was known then, progressive country thing started.
I thought it was outlaw country.
Well, it was, but then they started calling it progressive country.
Okay. Well, I mean, and that's the thing is, you know, Willie and Jerry Jeff, those guys are known, like I associate them with this area, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Whether
right.
or not they live here or whatever, I just
because
associate
they were,
them.
They were country artists, they were decided country artists, but they did not do their thing in Nashville because they wanted to do something a little bit different. And Nashville, I guess, at that time, and maybe you can help out with this story and flesh it out a little bit, Daniel, was a very cloistered, you know, very insular scene where everybody did the same thing and you did it with the same people and you did it at about the same way.
It's the same way it is now. It's only bigger.
Yeah, it was kind of a machine back then.
Yeah, they didn't want those guys. They had their these guys wrote their own crap. Nashville was comprised of guys at the time. Oh crap! Who am I thinking of? The Conway Twitties of the world, the guys that you know that Nashville countrypolitan sound,
right.
Jim Reeves, guys that didn't write that were just voices that looked good in the suits, and albeit they were talented as hell, but they had their publishing houses that supplied them with the music, and you probably had a dozen players in town that played on everything. These guys wanted to do their own thing.
They wanted to do their own thing, and they wanted the drums a little bit different than they were on those records when they could barely be heard at all.
Mm-hmm.
And they just wanted to take things in a completely different direction, and that was not welcome in Nashville. So they all wound up here. They found this to be a very nurturing, harboring environment for all that.
It's kind of cool. Well, okay, so since then, since the 70s, this place has been talked about and written about in songs, so we're going on 30-something years now. But now we make fun of it, right? We do. We always talk about, drinking beer, floating the river.
It's turned into kind of a cliche.
The thing is now it's like these guys are singing about this stuff, but it just rings so false to me.
It rings false because they're trying to combine too many other outside elements into it.
Well, these are the guys that are recording in Nashville that are the affliction-wearing douchebag country guys that are singing about this stuff. It's just not
and
true.
Somewhere in there, they've got a Les Paul through a Mesa Boogie amp,
Mm-hmm.
They use things that aren't part of country music.
All right, so when I'm driving down here, I'm
country
in Austin.
Music.
Right, Mike?
I'm in Austin, and I
hate both of you.
I'm scanning through the radio stations, and I do like KGSR down here in Austin.
I like that station, too.
And, KLBJ has its moments. Well, I'm just kind of flying through, and I found a country station.
Mm-hmm.
And I
country
heard this song,
music.
And I thought that I heard Jack Ingram being played. Well, it turned out that it wasn't Jack. Well, I stuck around for the next song, and I heard this song. And I started laughing because it embodies everything that we make fun of. And I found it so funny that a guy would put all these stereotypes into one song. The guy's name is Josh Abbott. And I think he's a Georgie guy. I think Georgie supports him.
I'm pretty sure
he
is.
I'm Josh Abbott.
I think they've tweeted each other.
A Red Dirty type guy.
Yeah.
One of those dudes.
Mm-hmm.
So he writes this song called My Texas.
Oh, my gosh.
And
strap in.
It features
Texas.
Pat Green. So he's in the middle of this song, but is Tiny E back there? Okay. All right.
Now
so
he is from Texas.
Josh is?
He's born in Lubbock.
Okay, well, fair enough. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. Well, here is Josh Abbott stereotyping himself, this area, and the state in his song, My Texas.
Texas.
If you haven't climbed up to Enchanted Rock, drink a cold shiner down in Lickenbach, taking your baby to the river walk, then you ain't met my Texas yet.
All right, so far he's incorporated.
Right, let's keep a list here.
Yeah.
All right, Enchanted Rock.
Yep. Shinerbach,
mm-hmm.
Lickenbach,
the river
walk.
Why you would romanticize the Riverwalk?
I don't know. He needed one more word to rhyme with
Shiner,
Bach and
Shiner
stuff.
Is a hell of a beer. I don't mind it. It's good. Lickenbach?
Yes.
Okay,
hey, that is the beer of choice for me. Lickenbach?
Lickenbach's got a population of like 11.
Right. Lickenbach.
You go there, what do? You drink a beer and then you're ready to go?
Waylon and Willie wrote a song about it in the 70s, and now we have this. It's always got to be a point of reference for these guys.
All right, Enchanted Rock, Shinerbach, Lickenbach,
Riverwalk. Okay.
We continue.
If you haven't floated down the El Frio, red dirt music on your radio, Eden Cooper's down in Llano, you you ain't met my Texas yet.
All right.
Okay.
We have the Frio River.
Yes. Frio River.
There's the Frio. Yes.
All right.
Listening to crap on the radio. Whatever.
I don't know what that was.
And I've never been to Llano and eaten at Cooper's, but I'm sure it's great barbecue.
It's just fits in with this area, going to Llano and eating at Cooper's old-time pit barbecue. You know, there's one in the stockyards now, but the famous one is in Llano, and it's all about this scene
Thank
down
you,
here.
Cooper's.
Yes.
Longtime sponsors and host of Guy's Night Out once upon a time.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, it was recently. It was Las Colonias when we had Davis Love on.
Right, that's right.
Wow.
We had DL3 there.
Yeah.
I want to sample their wares.
All right, hang on. Let's go back here.
And
eating Cooper's down in Llano. You ain't met my Texas yet.
Is he calling it Llano?
Yeah.
You haven't been to the Houston Rodeo. Say carry on at a Pat Green show. If you ain't seen an Abilene sunset.
What? I have.
Is it that great?
Oh, it sucks.
All right, stop it.
No different than any other one.
There's the Houston Rodeo.
Pat Green.
Pat Green.
And Abilene Sunsets.
Yeah. It's his Texas, so he can use it however he wants.
Yeah. There's nothing better than watching the 158-degree sun going down over Westwood Mall. Awesome.
I think this may be Pat Green coming up.
Gotta drive down in Port A. Heard the words of Corpus Christi Bay. Never seen fireworks on PK. You ain't at my Texas.
Okay, I missed one of those. I'm catching trout at Port Aransas. And then what was the
Port
second?
Port A. Something.
Fireworks on PK.
Possum Kingdom.
Something on Corpus Christi Bay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we're working in Corpus. So we get our coast in there.
Right.
Yeah.
Ooh. Coast is accounted for.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We still have East Texas to take care of, don't we?
Well, hang on.
Haven't had a call at you when you go through West. Never heard of the Mary Jo Taylor Fest. Think polished pop country crap sounds the best.
Okay. The Larry Jo Taylor Fest.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
It's a big music festival that's got, you know, Larry Jo Taylor ramrodding it. He's one of these guys.
Oh, he is? Okay.
He references stopping in West for kolaches, I guarantee you, if you get one of them that has meat in it, it will end up flying out of your window about a mile up the road, because they are terrible. And then he goes into ripping Nashville.
Yeah, what was that?
He's just talking about how he's the real deal country and the rest of it's, you know.
Something about polished country?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
At my Texas, yeah. Hadn't been to the Fort Worth Stock Show. Sang along with Corey Morrow.
What?
You ain't seen it here.
Yeah. All right, the Fort Worth Stock Show and Corey Morrow.
Yeah. Sang along with Corey Morrow.
Oh, boy.
New country sunset. You ain't been to the Fort Worth Stock Show. Sang along with Corey Morrow.
Hill Country Sunset. They're back here now.
They made the rounds. There's your Les Paul, Mike.
Yep, there it is.
Through like a Dr. Z.
Wait, you're saying that doesn't belong? I don't get it. This is country, Mike.
No, this is some rock and roll hybrid.
You say you haven't hiked through Big Bend. Had your hair blown back by Lubbock wind. You've been somewhere where they call you friend.
Oh, see?
Texas
you
friendly.
Ain't met my Texas yet. You haven't been to the San Antonio Rodeo. Singing to clear at a Traeger show. If you ain't seen an El Paso.
What?
Roger Craiger show.
Seen Everclear at a Craiger show. Or sang Everclear.
You ain't met my Texas yet. No, you ain't met my Texas yet.
There you go.
And there's the cliche refusal to add the I-O at the end of San Antone, which beats me
in the hell. San Antone Rodeo?
Yes.
Boy, these guys do support each other. Josh Abbott singing with Pat Green, mm-hmm. talking about Roger Krieger.
Yeah, Robbie Krieger.
Brendan Morrow.
Not Brendan Morrow. Corey Morrow.
Corey Morrow.
Not... Right. Larry Joe Taylor.
Yep. There's Pat Green mentioned in the third verse.
Well, he sings.
I know.
Pat sings. Yeah, and he's mentioned. Yeah, too. He is. Yeah. Is that not...
That's it.
Does that not encompass everything?
That's it. It covered it all. Yeah.
Just listen to that song and you'll see why I am totally beaten down by that music.
Do you really
salute him and everything, but man.
Do you really want to get your hair blown by a Lubbock wind? Do you know what that means? You're in Lubbock. Cool? You're in Lubbock.
And along with that wind comes a bunch of sand.
Yes.
And rocks and who knows what all else.
And five wide offenses.
Not anymore.
No, not anymore.
It's a better world back then.
No doubt.
Well, there is the Josh Abbott Band with My Texas.
Die!
Yes, sir.
I can't wait for the emails to roll in now.
Ah, they won't.
Oh, they will they? Too. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. This is a brand new song, too, by the way, I think. Because I looked it up when I... Because now that's on my iPod. So when I purchased it, it God. Said that the album was released in June. So this is brand new from Josh.
What a treat.
Well, yeah, you can have that one on your iPod there, little buddy.
The name of his second record, Corby, is She's Like Texas.
Oh, God. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Big.
Right. Yeah. Sizable.
Big.
Spread out.
Now, if that's the case.
Wide.
Then that's funny. If he wrote a song about a big fat lady.
Yeah, she's big, white, and spread out.
Right.
Woo! All right, let's do entertainment.